This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. Everyone would agree that it is incorrect and premature to pronounce a judgment on the character of a person after meeting him or her on one instance only. After multiple engagements, meetings, interactions, then you can say he's a great person or otherwise. Likewise, it is equally incorrect to extract a ruling from a hadith and an ayah in isolation. You cannot stand at the shore and estimate the depth of the water. The jurists, they make tatabbu' of the nusus. They look at all the ahadith in this regard or all the verses and then they pronounce a ruling. So there is a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Sahih Muslim in which he said, "Idha ra'aytumul maddahin fahthu fi wujuhihim at-turab," that if you see someone praising another, then hurl sand in the face of those that are praising. Now often people take this hadith and they say, how incorrect, how sinful, how impermissible, how do we praise the scholars or the ulama in the jalsa, etc. The hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that when you see someone praising another, then hurl sand in his face. Yes, that's a hadith, it's authentic, it's irrefutable. However, Imam Nawawi, the commentator of the hadith, he writes, وَقَدْ جَاءَتْ أَحَادِيثُ كَثِيرًا فِي الصَّحِيحَيْنِ بِالْمَدْحِ فِي الْوَجْهِ. On the other hand, there are so many ahadith in both Bukhari and Muslim which indicate the explicit permissibility of praising people on their faces. So how do we reconcile between the two? Imam Nawawi rahimahullah writes, قَالَ الْعُلَمَاءُ, the scholars say, وَطَرِيقُ الْجَمْعِ بَيْنَهُمَا أَنَّ النَّهْيَ مَحْمُولٌ عَلَى الْمُجَازَفَةِ فِي الْمَدْحِ أَوِ الْإِزْدِيَادِ فِي الْأَوْصَافِ, that the prohibition will be in the case where someone is praising someone just recklessly, or you are exaggerating the praises, أو على من يخاف عليه فتنة, or you're praising someone who you are afraid that by praising him, it will inflate his ego, كَإِعْجَابٍ, he will become guilty of conceit, and he'll become proud and arrogant. وَأَمَّا مَنْ لَا يَخَافُ عَلَيْهِ ذَلِكَ لِكَمَالِ تَقْوَاهُ وَرُسُوخِ عَقْلِهِ فَلَا نَهْيَ فِي مَدْحِهِ بِالْوَجْهِ. And if it is a noble, pious person, by praising him, it will not inflate him, then there is no reason for it to be forbidden to praise such a person on his face. Nay, Imam Nawawi goes on to say, بَلْ إِنْ كَانَ يَحْصُلُ بِذَلِكَ مَصْلِحَةٌ كَنَشْطِهِ لِلْخَيْرِ وَالْإِزْدِيَادِ مِنْهُ وَالدَّوَامِ عَلَيْهِ أَوِ الْإِقْتِدَاءِ مِنْهُ كَانَ مُسْتَحَبًّا وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ. In fact, if you achieve something good out of praising someone, that means you motivate him to a greater level, or you inspire others to do it, then it will not only be permissible, nay, it will be preferable and meritorious. So let us be amongst those who can acknowledge the good of others and motivate them. The teachings of Islam are for both. The one that's receiving the praises shouldn't feel inflated. Yeah, that's me. That's how great I am. You can continue counting my accolades. No. Rather, Ibn Uyayna rahimahullah said, "Man arafa nafsahu lam yadurruhu al-madhu." When people praise you, reflect over your sins, which is unknown to him, and that then the praises will not inflate you. And I leave you with this profound dua of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. If anyone deserved the praises, it was Sayyidina Abu Bakr. Yet whenever he was praised, he would respond to the praises with such humility. He would make the following dua. Allahumma anta a'lamu bi min nafsi. Oh Allah, you know me more than I know myself. Wa ana a'lamu bi nafsi minhum. And I know myself more than others. Allahumma ja'alni khayran mimma yahsabun. Oh Allah, make me better than their expectation or better than their notion about me. What they think about me, make me better than that. وَغْفِرْ لِي مَا لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. And forgive me for my sins which is unknown to them. وَلَا تُؤَخِذْنِي بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. And don't hold me accountable for their lavish praises.